Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Vav. We are up to Sif Dalad. We are on the third line of page Reish Lamed Aleph, which is the page following 460. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Tzorech Litein Kol HaEruv B'Kli Echad. As we've been discussing, an Eruv is where everyone gives in some bread into one house. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the entire Erev must be placed in one vessel. The imchilko unesano bishnei kelim eino Erev. If you split the Erev between two kelim, it's not a good Erev. Ele imkein nismalei ha'echad, unless the first one got filled up, va'oz mutter. Then it's permissible. So the chatchila to put the Erev in two kelim is not a good Erev. But if you put it in one kli and then it overflows into another kli, then you can use a second kli. However, even then, v'hu sheyiyu shnei ha'kelim b'bayis echad. Even if it's going to end up being two kelim, it has to be that the two kelim are in one house. So the chachila should be put in one kli. Two kelim, no good. But if the one kli is full, you can use a second kli as long as they are both in the same house. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Lamed Aleph, the kli echad. The reason why we have this halacha that the Erev must be all be in one kli, Shaharei Erev Shmo, the name of the Erev is Erev, which means to mix together. Shum Ma'uravim Yachad, we want everyone to be joined together. V'im Manicho B'Shnei Kelim, and if you're going to place the Erev in two vessels, Nirish Shehei Muflogim Umuchulakim Zemizet. So it looks like people are separate. There's one Chevra over here, one Chevra over there. We want it to be an Erev where everyone's joined together. That's why it has to be one Kli. V'Nirul L'Chora D'Dafkeim Kol Echad Nosin Chelak Be'Erev. As we are going to discuss in great detail, there's two ways to make an Erev. Either each person from the houses, each house can contribute to the bread in this house, or one person can pick up a nice amount of bread and be mezakeh for everyone. So says the Chafetz Chaim, it appears l'chora that dafka, if everyone is giving their portion of the Erev, that's where there should be a hakpada, that it should be in one basket, one kli, because everyone's giving their own bread. Avalim echad mezakeh bad kulam, but if one person is being mezakeh all the bread for everyone, so l'chore yochol litno b'shnei kelim, it should be okay to put it into kelim because everyone's joined together anyway in that bread. Achein, however, midelo hiskiru aposkim davar zef, and the fact that the poskim are not mechalik, how you got the bread there, it's mashma desvirulu, it's mashma that the poskim hold, the low plug rabbonim mimulsayu v'tzarachim. It seems like it's a low plug that whether you have the Erev because each person contributed their bread, or the way most places do it, that one person gets bread and is mezaked on behalf of everyone else. Either way, we don't see the poskim mechalik, and in both cases, it seems like it would all have to be in one basket, and he leads off at tzarachin. Sif katan lamed beis. We said, if the first kli was full, so then you can put the overflow into a second kli as long as it's in the same house. Rotzalomer, it needs to say, Shebazel lo hoya hachiluk shnei kelim b'tzono. In this case, where the first kli was full, so you're putting the spillover into the second kli, so there it was not done willingly to put into kelim. Achein, however, im yoda mitchila shakli lo yochil besocho es kol ha'eruv. If you knew from the beginning that the kli that you're using to store the eruv is not going to be large enough to hold the entire eruv, and you had another kli available that's larger than this kli, shetucha lohochil kol ha'eruv, that could have held the entire eruv. So yesh me'achronim shamachmirim. There are achronim that say in that case it's no good, even if the first kli overflowed, you shouldn't have used that kli in the first place. That is the same thing as splitting the eruv from the beginning into two kelim, which is no good. It's not a game that you just start with a small kli and have the spillover. You have to start with the largest kli that you imagine will be able to fill up with the Erev, and then if you have an overflow, you can go to the other one, but you can't use a smaller kli instead of the bigger kli, knowing full well that you're going to end up splitting it. That would not be good, according to the Achronim. Sif Kadin Lamed Gimel. Even if you did it properly, and you filled it up with one kli, and then you needed more space or use another kli, we said in the Mechaber, as long as it's in one house, it will be okay. The alkol ponim sefkatan lamed gimel. The alkol ponim hayushneim b'shus achas. Even though it ends up being in two kelim, but at least it's going to be in one reshus. Avalo b'shnei batim, but it can't be in two houses. Va'afilu im echor mezake b'ha'eruv mishalo b'shvil kulam. Even if one person again is mezake his bread that he owns on behalf of everyone, gam kein yesh lizor b'zeh. You still have to be careful about this, that it's all going to be in than one house. The Alkain, and therefore, Ha'eriv Shemanichim Beis HaKnesses Ba'ad Kol Ha'ir, like we discussed the other night, that when you have an Eriv that we normally place in the Beis HaKnesses on behalf of the entire city, Yesh Lizor Shelo Lanicho Rak Beis HaKnesses Achas, the entire Eriv should be located in one Beis HaKnesses. V'yivcharu Lazeh HaBeis HaKnesses HaYoseh Gedola Shebe'ir. And the shul that should be chosen for that schus of housing the Eriv is the shul that is the largest shul in the city. Says the Bir Halacha de Ramaskil Bekli Echad. Very interesting Bir Halacha. We're getting very focused on the fact that the Eriv has to be in one Kli. Says the Bir Halacha, L'chaore Kli Lav Dafka. This whole idea of all the food from the Eriv being in one Kli is not exacting. Hu Adin de Imanichin Kol Ha'eruvin Shegovu B'mokom Echad Gam Kein Shapir Dami. It doesn't really have to be in a kli; it just has to be in one place. V'lo asi ela lafuke b'shnei kelim. It's only coming to exclude that you cannot put it into two kelim. Dezem mora al chaluka. Putting it in two kelim is a problem because then it's clearly split. But when you're putting it in one, it doesn't have to be in a kli; it could be in a pile on the table. It's also going to be fine as long as it's in one makom. We're only mentioning one kli because the case where it's not good is two kelim, because two kelim is clear that it's split. V'tzorich iyan. Umei Yerushalmi mashma kedvarav lahakel. From the Yerushalmi, it's mashma like the Prima Gadim, that it doesn't have to be in a kli, it could just be together in one place as well. Dezel Lashono, this is the language of the Yerushalmi. B'nei ha-mavui shenosnu eruvin b'shnei makomos. If the people of a mavui place their eruv in two places, in bibli makom, if it was because they lacked room, hareza mutter, then it's going to be okay. The imbishvil lachaluk eruvan, but if it's just to split the eruv in two places, hareza aser. V'lo hisker klal sheyia dafka bekli. The Yerushalmi does not mention the word kli at all. El ha'ikir sheyia b'makom echad. The main thing is that it's in one place. Says the Bir Halacha from the Priv Gadim, the mashmos is that you only need it to be in one place. It doesn't have to be in one kli. Just two kelim is a problem because then it's not one place. It's clearly two separate places. Says the Mechaber Vayter said, hey, Tzorich shelo yakbid shum echor nehen al eruvo im yochlenu chaveru. You want your Eriv to be a good Eriv, it has to be that each person that contributed bread to the Eriv is not going to be makbid if someone else that's part of the Eriv comes along and eats the Eriv. It has to be that your mamish giving it over to the tzibur, and you're relaxed about someone coming and eat it. But if you're going to be makbid on it, it's no good. The imakbid ain't no eruv. If you're makbid that nobody that's really part of that chatzar is going to eat your portion, that ruins the eruv. Lekach tzarech lizor. Therefore, one must be careful. Shalola orev bedavar shetiken letzarech haShabbos. You should not use for your eruv food that you set aside and made for Shabbos. Because that a person normally would be makbid on, that's not good eruv. It has to be that your eruv is given over freely, that whoever wants to use it can eat it, and not that you're makbid on it. Shabbos food, we assume a person is makbid, and therefore it's not good for an eruv. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Aleph, it has to be shelo yakbid. Gam kein mitam de eruv shmo. For the same reason as Sif Dalet, it's called an Eriv, which means joining together. Shu mu'uravim umuratzim bo. People should be mixed and pleased with it together. Shelo yimcha echad bechaveru. No one should be protesting against his friend. V'yeshu tafusa noche vareva. And their partnership in the Eriv should be a pleasant, enjoyable partnership that people feel comfortable to take from it and no one's not makbid on them. Sifkotan lamed hey, shum echad. You have to make sure the Mechaber says that no one should be makbid. V'hu adin kishe echad mezakeh l'kulam. It's not only if everyone is giving in their own bread that you have to be worried that a person shouldn't be makbid. Even if one person is being mezakeh the bread on behalf of everyone, it's the same thing. Tzarech gam kein lehisratzos. They also have to be okay. Kishe yavo mibnei ha-chabura, that if some of the members of the chabura come, lecho mimenu to eat from it, shelo yakpidu aleihem, that they won't be makbid on them. Sefkotin la-midvav, therefore the food you prepared for Shabbos is really out because a person is normally makbid. Sivkotan lamidvav. Sharei im yivakesh chaveru mimenu lo yiten lo. If it's your food that you prepared special for Shabbos and now you're using it for the Erev and someone wants it, you're going to be makbid. You're not going to want to eat your Shabbos food. That's a problem. The onan, however, im poel ba'atzmo beferish. If a person prepares himself and he says explicitly, shem yirtza echol mibnei ha'ir. If one of the members of my city who are shayach to my eruv, lecho mimenu, he wants to eat from it, shelo yakbid alav, I put my Shabbos food there, and I say that I'm not makbid if someone comes and eats it, mistabru de mutter l'aribo. Then it makes sense to say it would be okay. So it's not a clear-cut halacha that you can't use Shabbos food. It's a general thing that you can't use your Shabbos food, we assume you're makbid. But if you say specifically and you have in your mind you're not being makbid, so then you're not worried if someone's going to come to eat it, then it will be a good eruv. Let's see the bir halacha on the last line of Reish Lamed Aleph. Mechaber said again, if you're makbid, it's not a good eruv. The alkein, and therefore, in ba echad lechol as ha'eruv ve'ena manicho. If someone comes to eat the eruv and you don't let him, batal ha'eruv, that eruv is out. It's canceled. V'hainu davka k'sheba bi erev Shabbos. But when is this hakpada going to ruin your eruv? Davka, if he comes to eat from the eruv before Shabbos, oh, be'eish shechal k'nias ha'eruv, or at the time when the acquisition of the eruv is being chal, tahainu ben hashmoshos, which is during twilight, before it's vaday Shabbos. Aval in bub is Shabbos, but if someone comes to eat from the eruv on Shabbos itself, v'lo rotz alitin lo, and then you're makbid, not to have him eat from it, eino botol ha'eruv bishvil zeh, that will not nullify the eruv, kevan shekvar chayil ha'eruv, since the eruv was already chal, no one was makbid in the beginning, at the time of the chalos, the eruv was chal, that's going to be okay, came asher beis Yosef. So the Be'er Halacha is saying a very important point, when will this hakpada ruin the eruv? If it's when the eruv is set up and you're makbid before Shabbos, or during Ben Hashmashos, which is the time of the chalos of the eruv. Once Shabbos started and the eruv was kosher, so if you're makbid afterwards, it will not ruin your eruv. We're not suggesting to be makbid, but it will not pass the eruv. We will stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.